Ed, thought we'd give you a quick call to get a crop update there in Hancock County, Northwest Ohio. How are things looking?
Well, I think we got, at this time, a really good cropping year going on. We've been dry. The surface moisture has been dry, but we get the good moisture further down. And generally, crops respond better a little bit dry early and not dry and not wet early. And so we have not been wet, and that's good.
I understand that these recent rains have been a big benefit.
Well, we were really on the dry side. We've had some uneven emergence, not even growth in our soybean fields, and that'll really help get those things even out. And some of the corn was still looking pale because the nitrogen that they had put on side dress had not kicked in, and that rain will get the roots growing to the nitrogen or nitrogen moving, so we should see a lot of a relatively quick response from that rain.
Now, Ed, I understand you were getting some calls about purple corn. Has that situation changed?
It's not so much as in Hancock County. It's been more to the west and north of us. Putnam County, I had some fields of purple corn, and we've had some relatively cool nights, and being dry too, really set up that type of condition where you don't have a lot of growth going on, but you're accumulating some pretty good photosynthates from the sun. Had some good sunny days, but like even today, we're sitting around here in the mid-70s, which is real comfortable for us, but the corn plant probably likes more around 80 to 82.
Yeah, I was going to say, we just haven't really had any good corn-growing weather yet.
But it's been great growing weather for the wheat, so for those who've got diversification out there, they've got something that's doing very well in these temperatures.
So the wheat crop's looking pretty good?
Well, the wheat, I know, it's really helping the grain fill for the wheat, these cooler temperatures, because wheat has no problem with dry weather. It's generally disease and heat that causes problem with wheat. So the wheat should really help give us good grain fill.
Any insect issues?
Not that I'm aware of, but we always have people talking about it. You always have the occasional armyworm here or there that people are concerned about. Those who have rye cover crop have had some issues with armyworms moving from that rye over into their corn as a concern. There's been some armyworms in the wheat, but none that I would say would justify a spray. You know, some people may have as a kind of a preventative or to ensure that that crop they've got. But you know, we're now getting to a point in wheat where we're going to pass that harvest window. You got 30 days at least for most of the products, and so you'll be looking at the middle of July before you can harvest, and I don't think people are going to want to do that.
I would imagine that we still need to be out scouting those fields, though.
Well, we definitely need to be scouting, particularly with the rain that we receive, because that's going to change the picture that's been going on our cropping pattern out here to see how that's responding to it. And it may bring up some diseases. Some areas got more rain than others. It was a half inch to an inch across Hancock County, and you know, some other areas outside of Hancock got several inches, and that could really bring Phytophthora back into soybean fields that are susceptible.
All right. Ed, appreciate the information. Always good to talk to you.
Always glad to help, and appreciate what you all do out there to get the word out to people.